Baby Wants Candy podcast with Amanda Blake Davis, Jillian Bellinger, Ross Bryant, Randall Haar, and I'm your host, Al Samuels. And we have the incredible Yes Band creating all the music on the spot. We've got Dan Wessels on keys and the beautiful Eric Calver on drums. And the delicious Patrick Polson as our associate producer in the booth.
Hello.
How's it going up there?
It's going fine.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much. For those of you that are new to Baby Wants Candy, we improvise musicals and we do live shows. Now we have a podcast. So we are going to improvise a musical in a moment, but wanted to talk to you, some of our fine cast here. Amanda and Ross, you guys were at the Williamstown Theater Festival with Baby Wants Candy. Were you there 1 year or 2 years?
I did 2 years.
Yeah. 2 years ago, but I've only been once.
You've been once, okay. Tell us about it.
It was incredible. I mean, it was such an honor for Baby to be there, because you're swarmed by all these like incredible like theater people. You know, you're having lunch next to Alfred Molina and Jane Kaczmarek and, I don't know, Justin Long, Betty Gilpin, just celebs everywhere.
Keep going. And don't stop. I'm going to hear everybody that you sat next to for lunch.
And it just was such an exciting thing because we were the only improv, obviously, there. And I think it was such a unique thing for the festival, and you know, the students and interns that we got to teach and meet there were spectacular. We got to see a bunch of shows. It was such a cool experience.
Yeah, it's just cool to be in that vibe with a whole bunch of real big theater dorks.
Yeah.
Dorking out about theater and musicals. Yeah. And you just happen to be doing one that's made up is kind of a cool novelty.
They're like, you have to learn, we don't have to learn lines, do you jerks?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty mad at us.
Yeah. Were you? You were there for the show that we did. They put us in a church for one of the years, and I think I can't remember the title of the show, but the concept was basically that Donald Trump was a bunch of hobos in a trench coat. They just kept replacing.
Yeah, this was early enough in the 2016 election cycle to where everybody hadn't yet gotten Trump fatigue.
Yeah,
and we were still getting a bunch of Trump titles and occasionally taking them. And this was one, I forget all the ins and outs of the plot, but like, I think it was maybe The Death of Donald Trump was the title.
Yeah.
And he died in like the first scene.
Yeah.
And so the all of his acolyte sycophant people just had to haul someone up to be him Dave style.
And what was so fun about that is that
I'm speaking about the film Dave.
Kevin Kline.
The hobos that would take that place were like drunkards and winos and whatnot.
Yeah, but,
and the woman who was running the cafe brought us a bottle of whiskey on stage, and we proceeded like we were just drinking out of that bottle of whiskey for the entire show.
Did you guys get hammered while you were doing
musical? We didn't get hammered, but it was such a lovely
buzz.
But no, it was such a nice thing. Like, first of all, I think there is not a stuffiness to the festival itself, but there was a buttoned up nature to that festival, and all of a sudden it felt like Baby Wants Candy has really infiltrated.
There is the theater, the stage, the boards. But like, when we do something slightly irreverent, suddenly everybody is beginning to like, hey, we can give them booze during this show. Because it's like our show is just like slightly irreverent enough just by comparison that it's suddenly like a Motley Crue concert.
Yeah. And it was worth it to watch Peter Gwynn actually do shots of whiskey.
Wow. Yeah. Peter Gwynn is the founder actually of Baby Wants Candy.
Yes.
Nobody drove in any improv scenes, I hope.
No improv cars, no
improv driving. Good.
No.
So we don't have time to go into the stuff about the Edinburgh Festival, which is another big festival that we do. But Jillian, I know
true.
You've been at the been to the Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah, I managed a box office in 2001 when I was in college, everybody. And I saw Baby Wants Candy. And I actually think it may have been the first improv show I ever saw. Which was long ago, and we'll not talk about how old I was. But point is,
one and a half.
My face melted off. I was like, "What? You can do that with improv?" It was a really exciting time. It's fun. For me.
It's great.
And you guys probably, right?
Yeah, it was. It was.
It was the best show you ever did.
Edinburgh Festival, for those of you who don't know, it's a huge theater festival in Scotland every August, and whether or not you bring a show, it's a great thing to go to. So go check it out.
I have a question about that festival.
Yes,
especially for the group. How much flyering did you have to do to promote the show?
A lot. Early on, we had to do a lot. We have a nice fan base now in the UK, but now back then we had to do a ton of stuff.
I've been to that festival, and that's all anybody does for hours before their show.
Yeah,
there's really just so many shows.
There's a lot of paper on the ground.
Yeah. What's the as a participant in that show? Because I know that Edinburgh has like so many, and it's such a wide swath of performance. What were the most peculiar shows that you saw? You don't have to blow up anybody's spot.
I mean, peculiar doesn't necessarily. Puppetry of the Penis.
Okay,
Puppetry of the Penis was there. There was a guy that ran a show called the Milk Bath Show.
It Go
was
on.
One. This sounds like I'm making it up, or it sounds like something out of Twin Peaks. A one man show with a one person audience, and the show was you would go to his hotel room where he would have a bath of milk.
No.
He would bathe you.
No.
And then you would come out. I think he would dry you off,
no.
And then maybe. Maybe the oils in the room, and
no.
then he would cradle you, and that was the show. And we had some interns, and there was one intern who was so game to do it. He just couldn't. I think maybe it was sold out because there was one ticket
for
the
show.
To
be sold
but it was
out.
Pretty spectacular.
Yikes.
So yeah. You want to mount that show, Amanda?
I want to improvise that show.
That's all right. Well, speaking of improvise, let's improvise a musical. And when we say we improvise, everything that you hear from this point on is totally improvised. We're going to make up a musical. Everything, all the music that Dan and Eric will be playing, everything's going to be totally improvised. We usually from the audience we'll get titles to be shouted out, but from here we're going to get Patrick Polson's going to call it a title that we have not heard. We have not heard this yet. So Patrick, where is this title we're going to improvise the musical? First of all, where is it coming from?
It's coming from our Facebook page.
Okay.
From Christopher John Lim Bunyi. And the title is He-Man and the Master Degrees of the Universe.
Okay. Wow. Somebody put a lot of thought into that one. All right. Baby Wants Candy presents the opening and sadly the closing night of He-Man and the Master's Degrees of the Universe, the musical.
Hard chemistry test later on today.
Oh, the University of Eternia is the hardest.
I haven't studied for a week.
That's right. I don't know if I'm going to flunk out, and then I don't know what I'm going to do.
Students, are you all studying? You know that your study hours started a whole hour ago.
Gosh.
Oh. I'm not used to this. I'm mostly brawn, not brains. You know what I mean?
Yes, and I can't get my magic from my other dimension working at all, let alone knowing how to study.
That's right. Orko?
That's right.
Courtney, I see that you have your books out, but you don't seem to be writing.
Oh, I can't focus.
Oh, man. And I'm just covered in fur, and my canines are so big that I can't study.
Oh, that's well. All right, Cringer. Yeah? Yes, Cringer!
Ugh.
That's okay, maybe if we all work together, we'll learn how to get through this together.
By the power of teamwork, I call upon you all.
Roar!
Alone, it's way too hard. Together, we'll be having a ball. By the power of teamwork, I call upon you all. Alone, it's way too hard. Together, we'll be having a ball.
By the power of teamwork,
I'm calling on you all.
Roar.
By the power of teamwork,
we're gonna have a ball.
Well, my high schedule, it is so full. Could get this information through my thick gray skull. I'll tell you something right now. I'm gonna lose out, but with
test. I really don't want to study. My name is Cringer and I'm covered in red fur, and what I need is a buddy. Well, come on everybody now, I'm on the lam, and I'm gonna get real crazy if I don't get some help with this exam.
By the power of teamwork,
I didn't know you were back in the room. I just thought I'd have it alone for a while to study.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Tish.
Yeah, Courtney.
I had a problem in my class today.
Oh, man, what happened?
Well, I just feel like, I'm not relating to the other students, and you seem to be really good at that stuff.
Well, I mean, how do you try and talk to somebody? Okay, well, all right, let's just start over. How about a hi?
Well, I gotta get my sword out first.
No, you don't. Swords are threatening. What do you think we all are, Skeletor? No. You can also tuck your pecs back inside your shirt, too. Oh,
they sometimes just fly out.
Courtney, what do you really want out of a friend?
I guess I never really thought about it. I've been so focused on getting this degree. My parents really want me to become a lawyer.
Oh, a master's in law.
Yeah, but if I'm being honest, all I've ever wanted to do is dance.
What?
Yeah.
I've never seen you dance!
Oh, yeah. I kind of do it in secret. Mainly hang out at the bottom of mountains and dance through waterfalls and such.
Holy crap.
Feel the wind in my hair. Feel it on my feet. Feeling the world around me. Rushing through space, rushing through time, looking out to see what I see. I just wanna be outside and dance, to see the people see me taking a chance. But I'm much too big, I'm much too much of an oaf, that people don't see it.
There's no way. Look at you. You're the prettiest girl inside this whole school.
No way.
Yeah. And you've got a personality. You just need to set it free. Just like those dancing feet. Just set your feelings free.
A nose in a book.
Well,
but instead I can't give myself a second look when I just let my arms go limp and I twirl around the space.
That looks great.
Kicking out my legs and doing what I want.
Ooh.
When I dance, I feel free.
Look at those calves.
I'm finally becoming me.
Becoming me.
I am Courtney.
She is Courtney.
dance. Guess what?
Yeah?
There's a spring mixer coming up in a week.
Skeletor! Skeletor!
Yes?
Yes! I have not yet found He-Man at this university. And also, I feel this room is too small for you and your giant cat, Panthor.
Yes, I agree. Listen, we have to understand that we're all here to get degrees of higher learning. Let bygones be bygones. Let us challenge one another on the field of the intellect rather than with swords.
What? Wait, you are the most evil man in the universe. What has happened to you?
What's happened to me is I went to school. I finally went back to school. I did it. I'm achieving my goals. I'm going to get my master's finally. I think I realized, and what I didn't realize before, which I was fighting He-Man, when what I was really fighting was me,
oh,
man.
Oh, God.
Because the enemy inside, you'll project them outside.
What has happened to you?
I studied psychology at the University of Eternia. That's what happened.
Yes.
Why do you insist that I take up my ancient feud against He-Man?
Because it's who you are. I mean, when I walked in, there was a bunk bed. You asked me which one I wanted, instead of just taking which one you wanted.
Yes, there was a time when I would have taken whatever I wanted by the divine right of Skeletor. But I've changed. I've learned the value of compromise.
Compromise? What has been built on compromise?
Nation states, most functional marriages.
That was two things.
Oh, relationships with
sorry,
children.
Sorry, wrong room. Hi, my name's Cringer. Sorry, I think I'm in the wrong room. Do you guys have any extra toilet paper, by the way?
Skeletor, now's our chance. Cringer is He-Man's pet.
Yes, of course. I buy in bulk. Just, you know, just in case anybody else on this floor needs some. My door's always open.
Oh, thanks so much.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What's wrong with you?
I'll be leaving now. Nice to meet you both. I'll see you around campus.
Ah, yes. We are grad students, but we live in the dorm.
That's right. Yes. All eternity grad students stay in the dorms.
I'm not here to question the rules. I love the community that it forces upon us. I've changed, and you better change too. Yes. Uh-huh. I used to do is take, but that ain't no way to live. If you want to have relationships, you better learn how to forgive. If you want to know exactly what to build a good relationship on, well, friendship is the meat, but compromise, well, that's the skeleton.
Hey, Skeletor, you're telling me this. I'm afraid from you I'm gonna have to take the piss. Well, I'll tell you something, you're very cold, not warm. You've turned this room into a very, very wimpy dorm.
If you wanna live, if you just wanna survive, take a step out of your own skull and try to compromise. Don't you know if you want something to build a good relationship on? Well, everything else, well, that's just the body. Compromise is the skeleton.
Well, maybe there's something to the words you say. It's something we could use to get He-Man our way. I'll tell you something, this could be a trick. Yeah, trick He-Man, yeah, that'd be pretty sick.
I wouldn't want to trick anybody, just would want to be friends. I feel like I'm not getting through to you, my friend. Come on, listen through and look at my empty eyes. I'm just trying to turn over a new leaf and compromise. I mean, unless I'm really, really hurt, in which case I would definitely return to my old ways. Ooh.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, we saw you out on the field today.
Oh, yeah. I was just playing a little lacrosse. It's great to see you.
Oh, God.
Remind me of your name again. I meet so many people every day.
I'm Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
And I'm Perry.
Hey, Perry. Nice to see you both. Well, I was wondering, do you mind putting a little bit of this oil on my back? I'm always glistening.
Oh, of course. Oh, we'd be happy to.
Thank you. Hey, I haven't seen my cat anywhere, have you? I've been looking all over for him.
No, but I've got nothing to do for the rest of the afternoon. I'd love to help you look.
Oh, by the power of you know what, I'd love to have you look for him. I haven't seen him for a while. He's a little bit shy.
Hey, man, we were wondering, do you have anybody to go to the spring fling with?
Oh, now I think about it, no, I haven't thought about that at all. I've been too busy thinking about my nemesis, Skeletor.
Oh.
Anyways, why were you thinking of going with somebody?
Ask him. What? I hadn't asked anyone yet, and I wondered if you would go with me.
Wow, that's funny. No one's ever asked me to do anything like that before.
Really?
I've been too busy doing push-ups and brandishing my sword and trying to kill my nemesis. I don't usually have fun.
Oh.
It sounds interesting. I don't really know what happens at these things.
Oh, fun!
Fun?
You've never been to a fling?
Yeah.
Hey, girls! He's never been to a fling!
Oh, wow!
Yeah, I never have. I guess I need to have some fun. Well, let me tell ya, I've been doing push-ups all night long.
Ooh.
And let me tell ya, I'm gonna tell you about the stuff in this song. Well, I take my sword out of its sheath now, and I raise it to the sky. And I try to fulfill my oath every day that the Skeletor, he must die. Because I wanna get inside his castle, and I wanna get him off his throne. Because my name is He-Man, and I always work alone. But maybe it's time to take a break. Maybe now's my chance. I'm gonna stop doing all these push-ups tonight, and instead I'm gonna dance. Ooh. I'm dancing with the ladies, with the mixer to come. He-Man's gonna put his sword away, and he's gonna have a little bit of gotta find my battle cat first. I don't know where he's hiding. But when the stuff goes down, I get on his red saddle and we go riding. But maybe it's time right now, ladies, for me to take a break. So why don't you show me what happens in these mixes? For for goodness sake.
Saying you can't find your battle cat, is that a metaphor for not being able to do something? Because that's okay, we can work with it.
I just feel as though perhaps He-Man isn't pulling his weight in our group project.
Oh, well, when you put it that way, that's fair enough. What do you propose to do about it?
I mean, we're trying to write a group dissertation. I just feel as though everybody needs to be... It's got to be all hands on deck, right?
Yes, I mean, this paper on the endocrine gland isn't going to write itself.
That's right. Well, He-Man and all of we masters of the universe are getting our master's degrees in biology.
Yes, and specifically endocrinology.
Of course. Now... if he doesn't understand these glands, then he's going to hose the rest of us. You, Man-at-Arms. You, Tila. Me, Manny Face. You, Fisto. You know, all the masters of the universe. These are the canonical masters of the universe.
Yes, I'm Manny Face.
Yes, you've got that head that turns around.
Yes, I have a yes, different faces.
Will you do it for us now?
All right. I'm sad.
Oh, whoa, it still freaks me out. Wow. It still is weird, isn't it?
I'm happy.
I mean, He-Man's just outside putting his sword in the air, letting women come up to him and rub oil on him.
Oh, for crying out loud, I feel like all he does is polish his sword, and now he's going dancing? Why on earth did he even come to this school?
What kind of master's program has a dance anyway?
Yes, I feel like everybody...
This is not a master's program.
Everybody's doing undergrad stuff.
Yeah.
My face is angry now.
Oh, we see.
Well, if I'm, catching your drift right, we need to do something about He-Man.
Yeah, I know. Already know what you're going to suggest, Fisto.
Yes, Fisto.
Well, I am guessing if we're all on the same page.
No.
All right.
Do not walk behind us.
Disgusted face.
It won't be a problem if I just sneak right up on him and that will really get him out of our group for good, won't it?
I just feel like He-Man maybe pays a little too much attention to himself and doesn't realize that he's part of a team, you know?
Yes!
I'm a man at arms, but who am I man at arms to? Just a guy who don't need me around. So what the heck am I gonna do? I just got two arms, two man-at-arms, with two powerful hands. But I want this team not to defeat evil, but to learn about some endocrine glands.
I want the same thing as you. Maybe you catch my gisto. And I know just what to do. I'm gonna get after him, Fisto.
Okay.
Well, hey, I'm a sorceress. I dabble in some magic. But the situation with our man, He-Man, it is getting kind of tragic. With the teammate who's like He-Man, yeah, does nothing but sin. How the hell are we gonna write a paper about a gland that's endocrine?
Well, I've gotta say, my face right now is so very sad. But if you twist the thing on the top of my head, now look at me, I'm really mad. I've only got a one more face, or maybe one or two. But I really want to get a good grade on this test. Hey guys, how about you?
Come on, we've got to get our degree. Achieve academic dreams. There might be a He-Man in Hero, but there is no He in team. So if we don't want this A-plus grade to be totally missed, then you know what we've gotta do.
Use my
I just thought it would be cool to put up some decorations here where the fling will be. You know, just as part of a service project. I feel like you get back the energy that you put out into the world, so it's important to spread positivity. I feel like the fling's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks so much for helping out with the decorations, you know.
They look really beautiful, Skeletor.
Thank you for the compliments. I did work quite a bit on them. Tried to get up on my homework beforehand so I could throw it in, but I feel like, you know, there's what you learn in class, and there's what you learn at school.
Yeah.
And that's what you learn from the relationships you make.
Yeah.
I've seen you around, right?
Yeah, I'm in several of your classes.
Come on!
Say, are you, going to the actual dance, or were you just volunteering your services prior?
Well, I just wanted to volunteer. I hadn't really thought that far ahead.
Oh, well.
I assume that nobody wants a malevolent spirit of pure evil, a cloak-wrapped skeleton to be hanging out at the dance. I'll just leave this punch bowl here and head on back to the overgraduate dorms.
Hey, I would be lucky to have some cloaked spirit go to the dance with me.
What are you talking about? Oh, are there other cloaked spirits here? Wait, you mean me?
Attention, attention, freshmen of the master's degree program. We're going to be dimming the lights for a few minutes to test them out, as well as testing the music.
Oh, yes, they need a sound check, of course. Huh, a slow jam. I suppose it would be, rude to leave them hanging and not get a sense of the full acoustics. I wouldn't know. Do you like to dance? I've been searching all my life for a place to call my own. Someone who made me feel like I had meat on my bones. But now that I'm dancing with you, how does it feel? Do you feel the same as me, that I might just have found something real?
My eyes on you, I hope that they don't linger. Wanting your body all over me, especially that bony finger.
Wow!
Get over here, boy. In ya, I wanna soak. And cover me up with your hooded cloak.
Oh my God, we're dancing now. Girl, you are so fine.
You're so fine.
Just sending chills right up my exposed spine. So maybe you could be my girl tonight. I could be your fella. Put one hand on my rib and the other one on my patella.
It's real.
Oh, it feels so real.
It feels so real. Real.
Girl, you make me feel real.
Oh, twirling across the floor and getting into the zone. The way it's going right now, maybe later I'll throw you a bone.
Throw you a bone.
Ow! You're giving me just what I need. Make me bone. Drop to my exposed knees. Right here with you, I'm loving how it feels.
How it feels.
Dancing with you, we know it finally feels. Yeah, know it feels so
real.
Courtney, you're amazing.
Yes.
You're amazing, Skeletor.
Save a dance for me at the actual fling, which is starting right now.
Hey, man, it's me, a fellow student, Topher, not a cat standing on two legs in a trench coat.
Nice to meet you, Topher. Well, excuse me, I'd love to hang out with one of my fans, but I have to get to the mixer. And have you seen my cat anywhere?
No, not at all. What's he look like?
He's green and red, and he's cowardly until I put some energy from my sword on him.
Oh, it sounds like he's sick. Anyway, He-Man, there's a freshman graduate student named Courtney who's looking for a date, and Skeletor has been trying to cockblock you.
Skeletor?
Yes.
He's here?
He is here, and the only way you can really defeat him is you need to win Courtney over yourself.
What does this Courtney look like?
She's beautiful. Oh. Looks like a woman.
Oh, a woman. That narrows it down. Yes. I'm going to go find this Courtney now. If you see my cat, you send him my way. I want to defeat Skeletor, and if that means me blocking Skeletor's love, then that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, well, it's Courtney you're looking for? Well, she's the one right over there. She's got the lanyard around her neck that says Courtney on it.
The one holding the cranberry juice?
That's the one.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Pardon me, I have a UTI.
Oh, no problem. My name's He-Man, and I should be studying right now with my team. But I'm not. I'm here at this mixer. I heard you're going to be at the dance. Is that true?
Yes. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, let me reach back and pull out my sword.
When he says that.
Wow, that didn't affect you in any way. That's strange.
No, I mean, I've seen you do that a ton of times on the field outside. You seem really excited when you do it.
Yes, the ladies usually fall all over me when I do that. I was wondering if you'd like to go to the dance with me. My name's He-Man.
Oh, I'm already spoken for.
Well, too bad.
What? What?
I want to go to the dance with you, and you're going to the dance with me.
What?
Here, I'm binding you with the power of my sword.
My arms! I can't move my arms!
Skeletor, it's me, Panthro. Skeletor,
what's going on?
He-Man is kidnapping your date, Courtney.
What?
Taking her away. Yes, he did that I have the power of the Book of Grayskull and holding his penis.
Lauren, you'll never believe it, but He-Man is going to the fleet with Courtney.
What?
I know, he's going to the fleet.
Has anyone seen my boss anywhere?
Hey, has anybody seen my best friend Courtney?
Has anyone seen He-Man? We need to get this endocrine paper done.
My face is really angry.
You students aren't studying.
Well, welcome students to the dance. Everybody get a partner here. Welcome students to the dance. Right. Here you'll make it clear who you had a crush on, who you want to be with now. Get your courage up, get it up somehow.
Oh look, it's Skeletor, I see him dancing across the room. Well, I've got Courtney under my arm right now, and it's going to spell his doom. Oh no, I won't do anything nasty, and nothing all untoward. But I'm gonna sneak up behind Santa's door, and I'm gonna kill him with my power sword.
Excuse me, He-Man, I saw you skulking up from behind.
That's right.
I just thought I'd like to give you a tiny piece of my mind.
I'd like to see a try.
I see you bound this woman right before my eyes. It seems to me that you might be wrong. Can we come to a compromise?
Never!
Listen, man, there's an issue of consent to be thought of here.
You oh, can my just... God! Courtney, are you okay?
No.
He-Man, it's me, Cringer.
That's right. Here, take some of my power from my sword. Oh, now I'm full Battle Cat. You put that woman down. What are you doing, Battle Cat? No! Rip! I'm bleeding all over the place. What have you done, Battle Cat?
We need somebody with medical experience. Somebody who's like, you know, at least passively qualified in biology to heal these wounds.
Like all of us studying for this endocrine gland test?
Yes, like us, He-Man.
I'm getting cold.
Oh, my team. Why did you do that, Battle Cat?
Because you've changed.
See if you can fix them. I don't care. I'm going to a safari.
You know that the thing that the endocrine gland controls, right?
No, what's that?
The hormones?
Love.
Oh. I suppose in a way that's true.
I'm bleeding a lot. Are we going to do something or not?
He-Man, can you show enough love to Skeletor to let Courtney free?
I'm bleeding as well.
Wait, Courtney!
Did no one see that cat attack me?
You're bleeding and you have a UTI? Poor girl. God. What a freshman year.
I'll take off one of my own bones. See if I can put that in the hole somehow.
It's stopping. It's stopping the blood.
Wait, she's changing. She's not Courtney anymore.
I am She-Ra!
Courtney, you've been She-Ra this whole time?
Oh my God, I've lived with you for 2 years!
I'm still bleeding on the floor.
We know.
Well, you know what, He-Man? Maybe your time has passed. Maybe it's time for a thinking man like Skeletor and a strong woman like She-Ra.
Maybe you're right. I'm sorry, Skeletor. I'm gonna go see if I can find Battle Cat.
See, that's the kind of humility we've been looking for you to show, He-Man. Here, take this needle and thread, guys. Let's sew up these wounds. Or my name isn't Man at Arms.
Thank you.
Come on, Arms, do your stuff. God, there's still so much room. There's still so much room in it. I don't know what could possibly fill that gap.
Well, I don't know. I'm just standing over here. I'd love to help out.
Fisto!
If I
can.
Do your thing, Fisto!
Oh! Oh! Oh, the bleeding has definitely stopped.
Oh. She-Ra, you work for the forces of good, and I was born to the forces of evil, but I am trying to change, but I don't know if what you felt out on that floor was real, but it was real to me. And damn it, if a giant metal fist can stop a hole in a man's chest...
And it has.
Then maybe something just as impossible could happen between the two of us.
I was trying to hide my identity. I wanted to be a blank slate when I got to master's degree school.
And I want to say, I've learned a lesson here today watching your love blossom right here at the mixer. I've realized that for years, I've been completely ensconced in toxic masculinity. I'm going to put on a shirt and take off this weird cross leather that I'm wearing. And Skeletor, I want you to have a gift.
Really?
Yes. I want you to have this half of the power sword. Put them both together and rule Castle Grayskull with the intelligence that I know you have.
He's holding his penis.
Okay. Orko, we were trying to have a moment.
Okay.
I'll take the gift as it was intended. Two halves of the same sword. The ultimate compromise. Gosh, I guess that means we're kind of a team.
Guess we are. And I want to apologize to my study group as well. I've been so involved in myself, I forgot all about you.
The hands-on practice and, dare I say, arms-on practice that we got should be just what we need to complete our final exam.
Students, I have news for you. This spring fling was your final exam.
What?
What's that, Dean
right.
Mitchum?
Don't doubt it. We wanted to see if you could A, solve an endocrine gland problem, and boy, did Fisto work that one out.
Well, I did it.
And the true question was, could you solve relationships like an undergraduate would, but be a graduate student?
Happy face.
Wow.
A plus to you all.
We did it. We're going to get our master's degrees in endocrinology.
And I barely studied.
And I'll get my master's degree in psychology.
And I can still dance.
And I'm going to get an MRS degree.
And more importantly, I'm going to go on a date with you, She-Ra. Or should I say Courtney?
No, call me She-Ra.
I thought I might. And what's more important, we all did it
together.
By the power of teamwork. to the top of the class. By the power of teamwork, we're all gonna pass.
By the power of teamwork,
nobody is a fool.
By the power of teamwork,
we're going to the top of the school.
Well, our story had a lot of turns and a couple of twists. There's that can't be solved by a giant fist. All of us realize the best thing is diversity, and today we all became masters of the university.
By the power of teamwork,
together singing a verse.
By the power of teamwork,
we're masters of the
Baby Wants Candy with Masters of the Degrees of the Universe. He-Man and the Master's Degree of the Universe. Well, we were Amanda Blake Davis, Jillian Bellinger, Ross Bryant, Randall Haar, Al Samuels, your host, with Dan Wessels on keys, Eric Elber on drums, and the delightful Patrick Polson, our associate producer. Thanks, we'll see you next time.